Everybody, hey everybody, and welcome back. This is Amanda Moxley and the one and only Emerald Peaceful Green Forest, and I'm so excited to have you here today. I'm gonna go ahead and introduce you and with your awesome bio. Okay, so everyone, I want to welcome you back to the Speak Your Way to Success series, where I, Amanda Moxley, have brought together some of my favorite friends, colleagues, experts, authorities, thought leaders to share our messages with you about how you can speak your way to success to impact millions and make millions. And we're doing this through speaking, through live streams, through events, through workshops, through Facebook, whatever, social media, any way you can to get your message out there. So today, like I said, is Emerald Peaceful Green Forest. Okay. Did I say it right? Yes, I did. I rock.
I totally rock.
Known as the Empress of Empowerment, Emerald Peaceful Green Forest, formerly known as Amethyst Wildfire, is a multidimensional visionary who is passionate about serving leading transformational coaches, consultants, trainers, speakers, authors, and agents of change who want to leap fearlessly into their highest level of service to the world and who want to profit handsomely from following their spiritual path. Hello, beautiful. I'm so happy to be here.
Hello, beautiful Amanda. Thank you so much for having me. And hello, beautiful people who are watching this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The most important thing I can say to you is give yourself a pat on the back for being here, because you are here to receive the best that Amanda and I have to offer. And I'm super grateful both to Amanda for creating this sacred space for us to play together, and also to you for giving us of your time and your attention. So thanks for being here, and I can't wait to jump in.
Yes, well, let's do. So we've known each other. I've known you online for probably 10 years, a long time, and I've watched your transformation, and I know now you're speaking and you help women and as the empowered messenger. So do you want to share with us a little bit about your journey? Because obviously, okay, formerly known as Emerald Wildfire. I mean, we got it. Let's bring this up. I mean, Emerald Peaceful Green Forest, yeah, formerly known as Amethyst Wildfire. Tell us a little bit about how you bring spirit into business.
Great question. So let me give you just a little bit of backstory, because I spent 20 years in the real estate business before I became Amethyst Wildfire. So this is not my first go around with a change of my name, my personal name. And when I made a transition, when I had my first spiritual awakening back in 2001, I left the real estate industry and made a transition into becoming a healer and an artist and a transformation agent and a spiritual leader. And I spent a number of years in the 2000s really diving deeply into a part of reality that I didn't even know existed at the time, which was spirituality. And I discovered all of these latent and hidden parts of myself that I didn't even know were there. So my healer came out, my artist came out, my author came out, my teacher came out, like all of these parts of me that I didn't even know existed. And I had spent most of my life up until then in a very linear, boxed in, more masculinized, I will say, kind of a life. And so back in 2004, I received the name Amethyst Wildfire, and it was a whole part of this spiritual awakening that I was going through. And I spent a lot of time, like I said, in this diving into this whole realm of spirituality, until it got to a point where it became clear to me that even though I had left behind my left brain to go far into my right brain, it was time to bring them back together again and to evolve my life and myself and my business in a way that allowed me to have a marriage of both my spiritual gifts as well as my strategic skill sets and my business capacities. So It became very clear around 2008, after I had to close my art gallery and healing arts center, that my next evolution was to step into the role of being a teacher and sharing my message with people around the world. And it became clear that teaching spiritual practices initially was, you know, where I dove in. But then as I evolved myself, I saw and was part of, and I know that you were as well, this rising wave of women who were not only claiming their spiritual gifts, but were also applying those gifts in the world of business in order to be able to make this marriage between heaven and earth.
Mm. That's so neat. I love it. I love how you, what I'm hearing from you is just this transformation of, and how, and that feminine transformation. Now we're not static and the same, and you just have the same job for the rest of your life, and you stick this path and you're on this path, and how you've reinvented and you've listened to spirit and transformed. And I know that you, I love having you here because you're obviously for many reasons, but a lot of people are like us and like you, and they, and you're such a great leader because you've been a shaman and the spiritual teacher, and you've created a successful business through blending the two of heaven and earth in this marriage. And you have spoken and you have shared. And so how have you, as a spiritual leader, I know you teach a lot about money, how have you been able to create the success when, as a, you know, besides blending the two?
Well, so how have I been able to create the success? So let me go back again to 2008, which, you know, I went through this period of time in between my awakening in 2001 and 2008, where I was raising my son, and I knew I had to dive into all of the spiritual realm, and I was acquiring tools. I was acquiring all these tools in my toolbox, and in retrospect, I actually see that there's this path up what I call Messenger Mountain. So Messenger Mountain, the path up Messenger Mountain, the word that's spelled out is awesome. So at the bottom of Messenger Mountain is awakening. And so I woke up in 2001. And then between 2001 and 2008, I was wandering around and wondering, and that's the W. And then I started to educate myself. So I started to go get certifications, and I started to engage in learning different modalities, and I went to shaman school, and I went to crystal healing. I learned about, you know, lots of places and spaces to acquire knowledge that I didn't have up until that point. And then we reached the SOME. So A is awakening, W is wandering around and wondering, where you're like, who else is out there that's having this experience, right? That's just like, you know, a lot of times people find me through these kinds of events because they're wandering around and wondering, like, what the heck just happened to me? Yeah. And we're now at a time of another great wave of awakening. So that's part of why we're here to serve you and I, Amanda, because we're here to help people who are awakening to know there is a place that you can go, and it is safe, and you can be successful, and you can say yes to your spirit, and you can also marry all the skills that you carry with you from the life that you've already lived can come forward and work in conjunction with this spiritual path. So when we get to the SOME on the mountain, the S is where we have to make a choice. It's kind of like a real choice point where we decide, are we going to set ourselves up to serve? And for some people, they stay in the certification world and they just get another certification and another certification and another certification, and they're set up to serve at a very basic level. So they're doing one-on-one clients at a low level of income. They're, you know, they're just not quite saying full yes, maybe, to their destiny, or sometimes they have other commitments that they have that they want to create balance, right? So they stay at that S where they just start setting themselves up. When we're at S, this is the place where we start looking at business coaches. We start looking at who is out there who is doing the spirit work, who is also being successful and and sharing in a vaster way. Mm-hmm. And so we start getting business coaching and learn about copywriting and selling and like all of those things so that we can set ourselves up to succeed. And then the OME at O, we're opening up to opportunity. And this is where we really need to work on the message and our voice and finding our voice and being able to share and express ourselves and market ourselves in a way that we're really creating a larger impact. And we're opening up to these bigger opportunities beyond our kind of our little realm that we may have initially created. And for me in 2008, that's where I hit. I hit the O and I said, oh God, I need to really be heard by millions of people. And so it became clear to me that I needed to focus on speaking. I needed to focus on my message and I needed to find a way, because I was a single mom at that time, to be able to do this and still parent. There was no way I was gonna run myself all over the country to share my message or around the world to share my message, because I was very committed and devoted to being a parent. And so thank God for the technology angels, because I've been able to do just that. I've been able to succeed by speaking, primarily virtually speaking. And I've been heard on almost 500 stages over the last several years and generated nearly $2 million from home in my pajamas. And my clients that I've worked with collectively have generated over $35 million. So the ripple effect is huge when you're aligned and when you're doing your work. So let me just give the ME on the rest of the mountain so that people have the map. The M is where you're really learning how to monetize at a much higher level, where you're monetizing in service to the message rather than monetizing just in service to you paying yourself for your time, right? So when we get to that M stage, we really need to learn how to have those selling conversations. We need to learn how to package ourselves. We need to have a great relationship with money. And if you don't have a great relationship with money, this is where you run into a huge block when you're going up Messenger Mountain. It's like you run into, you're going up the path and then all of a sudden there's like a wall there that you have to scale with the ropes and the, you know, all of it becomes challenging if you don't have a great relationship with money. And so this is where I'm now focusing a lot of my attention and my intention to the people that I'm serving is helping them to have a foundational practice, a devotional practice where they're repeatedly looking at their money relationship with the intention that they are going to be improving it. So it's kind of like yoga for money, where every time you hit the mat, every time you go through this body of work that I'm working with people around now, you're exercising those money muscles and growing and expanding in your capacity to receive and to generate money. And then the E is exponential exposure. Now, we don't always go up and down the mountain in a linear fashion, because I will say I had exponential exposure before I got the M thing squared away. And when I got that exponential exposure and I didn't have the M thing squared away, I became clear that I was, you know, I kept going back and forth in this stuck place where it became clearer and clearer and clearer to me that I needed to really be focusing on my relationship with money in order for the exponential exposure to be in highest service.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this Messenger Mountain and awesome metaphor. It's so great. That's the journey. And you're right. I've gotten caught on that, the M myself, the money, and it comes in loops and layers, healing it. Well, since that's your body of work and what you love teaching, and you've spoken on 500 stages and 2 million in your PJs, that's amazing. 35 million for your clients. Congratulations. And I feel that ripple effect.
Yeah.
And then you've spoken on stages and you've gone out and you've just, but tell us about money. You know, let's talk about money for a little bit, because that's really one of your gifts.
Yeah. Let's talk about money.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to deliver into people today is a couple of things. First of all, I want to tell a story about one of my clients that I think will be beneficial for this particular audience. Because I'm sure that you're attracting a lot of spiritual, empathic, conscious, visionary, primarily probably women entrepreneurs. And so one of these clients I had, she and I did some work. We started working back in 2009. She heard me when I was speaking on a radio show and became one of my first $10,000 clients, which was very exciting for me. And at the time, she was in the SO part of Messenger Mountain. And so I did a lot of work with her to help her set herself up. She had been a nurse practitioner or something like that. But she was really a medicine woman. She was really, at her core, a medicine woman. And she had some really powerful gifts to share with the world. And so I helped her to get clear on her gifts and really owning her power as a medicine woman. And at the end of our work together, she ended up renewing to work with me for another $10,000. So she was highly invested as well. And, you know, yes to all of these women who are highly investing in themselves. This is one of the major keys of being in right relationship with money, is recognizing your own worth and your own value and the value of your message, to the extent that you are willing to say yes and invest in yourself. You know, for women especially, we tend to be conditioned to believe that we need to take care of everyone else before we take care of ourselves and our own needs. And where we're at right now, culturally, socially, globally, is if women who are carrying the seeds for major transformation in service to the evolution of our species, if we don't say yes to ourselves, we're not going to have a good world going forward. You know, we must, because we're carrying these seeds, we must be willing to say yes and to nurture them and to trust and to put our money into growing and fertilizing and developing these seeds of the new paradigm that we literally incarnated to bring into fruition and into reality. So I went off on a little tangent there, but let me get back to my client.
Hold on. No, I think, it was a little bit of a tangent, but let's just, in reality, you said that we're seeding. I could tell you're a channel, like you're like,
yeah.
It was coming in. So basically, what you're saying is that we are seeding this new paradigm as the bearers, as women, and that we need to invest in ourselves and carry the seeds, and we have to trust ourselves and own our worth and own our value of our message. Wanted to reframe that.
Yes, we are.
So back to your client, girl.
Okay, so nice deep breath. So part of this mission... part of this mission is those of us who are activated to be healers, we must come out and say, we're here, we can help with this. Some of us are activated to be visionaries who are seeing the new possibilities, right? And so we must say yes and invest in ourselves to be able to create the new way of parenting, or the new way of healthcare, or the new way of the law, or the new way of government, or all of these. Like, there are so much is disintegrating right now, and it is in our womb space and in our soul womb where we are carrying these seeds of what is to come. And so it really is our, I don't want to use the word, it's our destiny. It's our destiny. That's the word. It is our destiny to bring this new earth into physical reality and into form. And so we are being called as messengers, as visionaries, as healers, to say yes to and invest in ourselves, because it is our divine destiny. Back to my client. So she was a medicine woman. And when we finished our work together, I said, okay, now you've got to set yourself up to take money. So get yourself a merchant account. So she got herself a merchant account, and that was the end of our work together. Off she went into the world, and I was watching her because I pay attention to my people. I was watching her, and I watched her, and she was in this group, and then she was in this group, and then she signed up for this group, and then she signed up for this group. And about 5 years go by, and I watched her go through a copywriting community and through a business coaching community. I just watched where she was going, and she was branding and getting photographs and doing all the things that you do. And so about 2 or 3 years ago, I think it was now, I called her because I had a new thing that was coming through for me. It was, you know, I was working with women about getting clear on their message, but then it became clear to me that they need to get clear on their money stuff, and especially on having selling conversations. So this new thing came through for me about selling conversations. So I get on the phone with her and I said, hey, I'm doing this beta thing. It's called Sell to Serve. I really would love to serve you with it if you'd be willing to have this conversation with me. I'd love to talk to you about it and see how things are going. How are things going? How are you selling? How's your selling going? And in that phone conversation, it became clear that for 5 years, she had a merchant account and she had not had one client.
Oh.
Not one client. So by now, she's probably invested conservatively $150,000 in coaching. She had not had one client. So she said yes to doing the Sell to Serve mentorship with me. We started to work together again. And in our fifth session, we uncovered a past life where she had been stoned to death in the marketplace for selling her potions.
Wow.
And when we uncovered that past life, it became clear that she had created a contract. And the contract said, I will never sell my medicine in the market again.
Whoa.
And so even though she was doing all the things that she needed to be doing kind of practically and logically to create a business in service to her divine destiny, she was carrying this piece around exchanging for money and being in the marketplace that was preventing her from being able to sell to serve. So the conversation with money and the relationship that we have with money, and especially our ability to ask for money, it became clear to me that I needed to start focusing and working on and working with my people to be able to help them with that as well, in order for their divine destiny to be able to be manifested.
Yeah.
So I hope I answered the question. I know I channeled a lot through there, so I hope I answered your question.
It's fun because you're not the old, we've talked about that on this series quite a few times about women in past lives and being stoned, and you know, there is a female Holocaust and 9 million women died, and it's in our cells, it's in our DNA. So you do see that all the time where clients are just, what I say, they don't pop and are making money, and it can be, I mean, it sounds crazy and it isn't, but it just, it's deep. So then is she making money now?
That's the prayer. I have to reconnect with her. It's been a while since we've reconnected, but that's the prayer that she's making money. I know that there's no way she would be if she still was carrying that contract. I can't speak for sure 100% if she's making money right now, but I know that without doing that work, she would be stuck forever not making money. So
that's serious.
We opened up the doorway. And one of the things that I've discovered for myself, Amanda, and I'm sure you've discovered this as well, and I'm going to, you know, just make it clear to everybody here. On the one hand, it's often really wise to find and work with a singular mentor for a while so that you are able to gain some momentum. And I had a mentor myself that I worked with for 5 years and really immersed myself deeply in her work. But I am also really clear that there are a lot of people holding keys for all of us. And so it's important, at the end of the day, the thing that I like to just reiterate to everyone is follow your knowing, your deep knowing, your K-N-O-W-I-N-G, your deep knowing around investing in yourself. You know, I think it's always good to invest deeply with a singular mentor. I think that's a really valuable thing to do. And it's also valuable to pay attention to what I call the quinkles, which are those sparkling coincidences, where when somebody comes into your reality who has a pivotal vibrational resonance for you that really just snaps you and says, whoa, I need to talk to that person. I need to connect with that person. I need to receive some wisdom or some healing or some activation from that person, then it's important for you to say yes to that as well. So sometimes the investment is deep and sometimes it's a, you know, across the surface. But I think at the end of the day, anytime you're saying yes to your own knowing, there's high value in that.
I agree. And I think for me, it's about finding, because I'm like you, when I work with them before, I go deep and work with them for a long time. And I think it's about having a major heart connection with that person. You have to have the heart connection. So don't, a lot of people go and they see these big programs or think it's that, but listen to your heart and trust within yourself. So yeah. We are at the end of our time here, and I know you have a gift that happens to be about money to serve us. So you want to share a little bit about your gift, and we have the link here for everyone to download as well.
So what we have for you is we have our special link that Amanda has. Do I tell them the link, or do you have that as a separate special link?
It's, I don't think it's just, I know it's on the page where.
Okay,
page.
Great.
Yeah, well, so to keep it easy or you can tell the link too.
Okay, I'll tell the link. Yeah. So you can find it at theempoweredmessenger.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. Mm-hmm. And what we have there for you is we actually have three things. Number one, we have a gift of magical mantras for making more money. I love working with sound and the word, the spoken word, and I have created this beautiful little pamphlet for people to access using the power of their own voice and a variety of mantras for making more money to reprogram your subconscious mind and your vibrational field so that you are able to attract and create and make more money. So that's one of our gifts. And then we also have an opportunity to apply for a conversation with either myself or somebody else on the Empowered Messenger team to discern if there is a fit for us to go deeper and for me to perhaps be your mentor. So we'd love to have you fill out the magic form for that. We have found that even if people don't press send on the magic form, they get a lot of information and insight and reflection just from filling out the form. So we recommend that you fill out the form, even if you don't press send. And we choose specific folks who we feel are the best fit for us to have that conversation with. And then finally, you also are becoming a member of our community and you'll receive our Easing the Empowered Edge, which comes out once a month. So I hope that you can enjoy those gifts, and I can't wait to hear about those people who are out there who access the magical mantras and start making more money.
Yeah. What a juicy gift. Thank you so much. I love that. That's super juicy. Okay. So I know this has been such a great, you're amazing. I'm so happy that we got to have this interview, and I love the messaging mountain, and I like to invite people to engage with us. So in our Facebook group called Be You and Make Bank, I want to engage you and ask you, where are you on Messenger Mountain? Are you in the awakening, the wandering, the education? A lot of people are in that education. They're just, you know, gathering. And then are you at S for the choice point of, is it time for you to serve? O is opportunities. M is monetize, and E is exponential exposure. Where are you on this Messenger Mountain? And Emerald, you're invited to join us over there as well in the Facebook group to help, you know, let's get the conversation going.
Stir the cauldron.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, everyone, you have a great afternoon, and I will look forward to seeing you in the BU and Make Bank group. Thank you again, Emerald, and have a beautiful day, everyone. Namaste. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.